celebrate the feast of Saint Puncheon and Saint Apollitus. And Saint Puncheon was elected Pope in the year 230. And when the emperor was executed or assassinated, the next emperor, Maximus, exiled the Pope to the mines of Sardinia. And there it's said that he bore his sufferings patiently for Christ. And later that same year, he was beaten to death. And also Saint Apollitus was a priest who was also sentenced to the mines of Sardinia. Saint Apollitus was baptized by Saint Lawrence, whose feast we celebrated a couple days ago. And he was a very skilled writer. We have a lot of his writings preserved for us, writings on the liturgy. And it would have been the equivalent of the Roman Missale, the ritual, the Roman ritual. And he actually quarreled with Pope Callistus, who died in the year 222, because the Pope was too lenient with heretics, too ready to reconcile them with Holy Mother Church. And St. Apollitus thought that the penances that he would give were too light. He would have been harder on them. And he even went so far as to have his followers elect him Pope. So he has the distinction of being the first anti-Pope. Fortunately, when he was sentenced to the mines of Sardinia, he was reconciled. He was shown that same mercy. And he was reconciled by the Pope, who was in exile there too, Saint Puncheon. So we celebrate them both today and pray to them for that gift of fortitude, that we may have the strength to suffer persecution for the sake of Christ.